Welcome back to the Oklahoma Today podcast, bringing you all the best from the great state of Oklahoma. Once again, we're beaming our voices to you digitally from the Vault 405 in Edmond. And this week, we've got Nate Gunner, Carly Ibarra, Megan Rossman, and me, Greg Elwell, here to talk about one of our all-time favorite subjects at Oklahoma Today, Mexican restaurants.
We don't even need a guest.
Nope.
No. We're all experts.
We had people begging. They were like, can I be a guest on this one? I said,
no. We're going to need this whole time just for us to talk.
I brought up this topic upstairs because I was like, yeah, we're going to do a podcast about Mexican food. And everybody immediately was just like, oh, yes.
It's like prairie dogs, just like, huh?
Yes. No, everybody had an opinion. And I was trying to glean some useful information from that, it just kept being like, oh, this place is good and this place is good and you might try this place. Mm-hmm. And then of course there were some, this place is not good and talk about it.
Wow.
Well, before
we
get
won't
into
go
that,
to this place.
It's a controversial issue,
what's not controversial.
Thank you so much. Is a word from our sponsor. The Oklahoma Today podcast is brought to you by MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Celebrating its 20th year, the MIO Coalition represents over 70 Oklahoma food processors and agricultural producers. These companies are known for products you can depend on for consistency, quality, taste, and flavor. Local has a name, and the name is MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Learn more at www.miocoalition.com.
Including some things you can buy to make Mexican food out
of. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. I asked our great readers on Twitter their opinions, and
what does the internet's number one garbage fire have to say?
It, a lot.
That's a jab at Twitter,
yes,
not at our readers.
Not at our readers.
Okay.
Well, one that you were talking about earlier, and I know you're a fan as well, Tacos Don Nacho.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And we're off and rolling.
That's right. Tacos Don Nacho, really great, and one of the first places in Oklahoma City that I had an unappealing name for something that's delicious, a wet burrito.
Yeah.
Oh,
And then in Tulsa, El Rio Verde, which I was lucky enough to get to write about for our in our Tulsa issue for Northside Eats.
I still have never eaten there.
I know. We need to go.
So
we need a field trip.
I Elote is supposed to be really great.
Elote is great.
That one has gotten a lot of votes on here as well. Full disclosure, that's the sister of one of my best friends from college owns Elote.
Libby Billings,
oh, yeah. Okay. Nate Billings, my buddy, and he took us there.
Despite my protestations, refuses to find a different name.
A different name than Nate.
Yeah.
But they are very well known for their puffy tacos. So, kind of fry bread tacos, and it's just delightful. And they're also they were one of the first places that was doing vegan Mexican food not all of it's vegan, but they do that. And really
live wrestling.
Yes.
Live wrestling. Luchadores.
Yes. I remember, oh boy, the stories about that. The Tulsa biker taking on I can't remember what the Spanish word for possum is, but they literally, a guy who would get in there and pretend to die in the middle of every match. And when people would turn around and celebrate, he would come back to life and attack them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, really good stuff. Tamales El Patio here in Oklahoma City is one of my go-tos. It's on Northwest 10th Street, I believe.
Okay.
And Tamales El Patio has, they literally serve tamales. Don't go in there.
Okay.
It's no tacos. You're not getting burritos. Ooh. It is just tamales.
Wait.
They have three kinds.
Answering all my questions.
Yeah. Okay. from worst to best, chicken.
Uh-huh.
Totally fine if you just want a chicken tamale. Better than that, cheese and jalapeno.
Okay. Ooh.
So good. And then top tier, red chili pork.
So the cheese and jalapeno, is it covered in some sort of chili sauce?
Nope.
Or could a vegetarian eat it?
A vegetarian could eat it.
Okay.
In fact, here's
a
how...
hypothetical vegetarian.
A hypothetical vegetarian sitting next to me in a podcast studio could eat these without any worries. They are so good that when I've gone there in the past, if I am not smart and grab like a bunch of napkins, I will get impatient on the drive back to wherever I'm going, start unwrapping them from a corn husk, and have this like hot, greasy tamale in my hand that I'm just shame eating in traffic, and then my hands are just covered in grease, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this.
Okay, when we leave here, remind me not to follow you home.
Good. Yeah, good plan. Yeah. But yeah, Tamales El Patio is one of my all-time favorites, especially for tamales, which I don't feel like you see everywhere. And
yeah, and when you do, they're off.
Can
they're
you
not
imagine
always
if you got in a car accident while you were eating a tamale?
I'm sorry, officer. I was eating a tamale.
You need to try this, though. No.
They either come in 6 or 12. Obviously, get 12. Yeah, so you've always got at least one to share.
Yeah. Okay, tamale. Northwest 10th and where?
I wonder if it's near Tacos Rafitas, which
one
is
of
also
our
on
staff favorite
Taqueria
Rafitas. Taqueria Rafitas, okay. At Northwest 12th and Penn. Megan?
I'm sorry. Tamales El Patio is Southwest 29th.
So not anywhere
wow,
near Northwest.
Completely the wrong direction.
Well, you know, we're talking
this
about
this is why
it
we
now.
Fact check. Readers should be happy to know. We fact check ourselves.
Southwest 29th near Independence.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Not just around the corner from my all-time favorite name for a bar, which is Hobo Tavern. Chicks welcome. That's on the sign.
There is a bar called Hobo Tavern that
yes.
I have not been to.
Yes, and it's just you can see it while you are dining at the at Tacoville, which is locally made fast food style tacos that are much better, I think, than Taco Bell and some of the others. But if it's like I like crispy tacos, great. They've got great crispy tacos, and they have really good nachos and burritos and stuff like that. But, you know, I always feel weird whenever you talk about Mexican food. People get all, like, huffy about, well, Tex-Mex is a real Mexican food. And it's like, well, yeah, it is. I mean, it's just a different
style. Doesn't
matter.
Style. It's delicious.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Tamales El Patio is...
Like, we're all for authenticity here, but for goodness sake, if something's delicious, it's delicious.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and yeah. It's... Well, yes.
Like, settle down a little bit with the authenticity. Like...
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. And also, I
like, we appreciate it, we really do, but also, like, sometimes you want some enchiladas.
Well, and a lot of the people complaining about authenticity, I'm just like, where did you have an authentic?
No, I know, there's a Chinese food place around the corner from my house, and people are always like, it's exactly like what you would get if you went to Beijing. And I'm like, when did you go to Beijing? How do you know that? Like, it's settle down. Like, it's delicious, but settle down. Like,
I'm all for good food, you know, whatever
and
the origin.
Whatever the provenance, right?
Speaking as the person in this room most likely to have a taco in her purse right now. what are some of your go-tos?
Oh, well, I mean, I love where I often end up going is Taco Rico on
Lincoln. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
on North Lincoln.
Another great place if you want your crispy tacos as well as your taqueria style tacos.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's near our work, and it is, I mean, it's, I think it's basically like a Taco Mayo menu, but
it's an old Taco Bueno.
And oh, that's it, Taco Bueno. I get them confused.
The Chamaco,
my all-time favorite item.
It's clearly a muchaco that they have just
they
switched
just
the letters around.
A chamaco. What about the Mayan?
Yes. I love the Mayan. That is right over by my house on Northwest 30th and Walker. And they have a excellent queso dish.
The queso fundido.
Yeah, it comes in like this little, it comes in like a griddle. And so it's not like, you know, like runny cheese.
It's
like
a stretchy.
It's like a stretchy.
This stretchy cheese that's filled with, I think it has like two or three different kinds of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
chorizo.
And mushroom. Chorizo, I think al pastor.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then onions and mushrooms.
But the best part is the bottom, cheese gets real crispy.
For those readers who, like me, sometimes take empty a bag of shredded cheese onto a plate and stick it in the microwave. You know how the bottom of it gets real cooked and thick and kind of hard? It's like that, and it's so delicious.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And their enchiladas are great. Their tacos are great.
Their sauces. I can't say enough about their sauces.
Yeah.
All their sauces
they have
are so
these
good.
Three different sauces. They have a red sauce, a a yellow or an orange sauce and a green sauce.
I think they have two green sauces because there's a hotter one and there's a more like.
Okay.
Mild, well, I guess we'll just have to go for lunch in order to solve this mystery.
I think there's
mystery.
Like four different sauces.
They have
this
some
is how
sauces.
Dedicated we are to fact checking, listeners, is we're going to go eat there now just to make sure we got that right. But we all do a lot of traveling all over the state. And one thing that you can count on, we spend a lot of time in small towns. We spend a lot of time all over. And one thing you can count on is that almost every small town has a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Or, well, Lawton, I guess, is not really a small town, but they do have some good Mexican options.
You were there recently.
Tres Los Amigos is a good place to go there. I love their warm salsa. Mm. That is, when I talked to the owners, I interviewed the owner's niece, I think, and I do not remember her name at this minute, but she seemed a little baffled by my love of this. You know, she was just like, oh, I was like, how do you make that stuff? And she was like, are you talking about the warm picante? And I was just like, yes. And they do make it all, you know, all in the restaurant. They like kind of, they slow cook it overnight. Mm. And it is, it is really, really good. I went there one time and bought like 6 pints of that salsa and like brought it back and like gave it to people to, you know, I was just like, you must try this. Like, and tell me how much you love it.
Speaking of a good setup, Enrique's in Ponca City in the airport.
The puffy tacos. Mm-hmm. This is legendary Oklahoma.
The puffy chips.
The puffy chips.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like soft and puffy. I mean, but one of the best things about it is that it's big enough that you can kind of poke a hole in it and then pour your cheese into it and make like
that is
like
some
a
brilliant
queso
food engineering there, lady. Wow.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's
Enrique's is amazing. Seriously, that you want to talk about worth the drive. That's worth the trip to Ponca City.
I've never eaten there. It is. I'm starting to feel bitter.
I can promise we've got at least a couple of different people on here who've said Enrique's El Portillo in Ponca City has gotten some votes as well.
Really? Okay. Apparently Ponca City has great Mexican.
And then in Lawton, a place called Cali Burrito, which I'm going to guess is very similar in style, at least, to what they have in Blanchard at the Burrito Grill, which we had in Food Worth the Drive a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and was the MIO Restaurant of the Year one
year.
Yes.
Which also has
those cinnamon shakes.
Oh,
wow.
I'm not a big cinnamon person, but those were real good.
Hmm. He also, the owner, told me that they have just a small grove of peach trees in back.
Yeah.
And so during the spring and summer, if you go there, they will have fresh peach salsa. Oh.
And
peach milkshakes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What you think?
Okay. I have a plan.
Go to Blanchard?
This is a note to my brother. If you're listening, I need you to kind of plug your ears. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go get some of those. We're going to go to my brother's house and have a pool party. In Blanchard.
And not invite him?
No.
Okay, good.
John, we're going to need the house one day this like May or June. One of my favorite places, and I tell everybody to go there, is if you're going to Cheyenne, if you're out in Western Oklahoma visiting Wichita Battlefield, any of the wonderful things to see out there, in Cheyenne there's a place called Las Casuelas that's in an old Catholic church. Some of the best Mexican food I've ever had. The absolute best mole I've ever had in my entire life. Like better than the mole I had in Mexico.
Oh,
is the mole at Las Casuelas. And they have these amazing desserts like cherry. They're like cherry.
Flautas, right?
Flautas, yeah. I was trying not to say chimichangas, but they're amazing. So Las Casuelas in Cheyenne gets my vote for best Mexican food in Oklahoma.
Man.
I mean, there are a lot of other wonderful places. That is not to slight anywhere else, but Las Casuelas for me is the one.
Yeah, I was going to say, you try to say the best Mexican restaurant is so-and-so, and I feel like those are fighting words.
They can be. Yeah, they can be.
What was that place that you guys went to in Anadarko that was
Muno's
so
Mexican Restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. We had such a good meal at Muno's in Anadarko.
I got the Burrito Gordo because I am...
It was,
that sounds
Gordo
like a
myself.
Villain.
It was very Gordo.
It was muy, muy Gordo.
Yeah.
But it had fajita steak, fajita beef in it, and Nate and I were both just like, this might be better than some steaks I've had.
It absolutely was better than some steaks I've had.
It was very tender, super flavor. Like the seasoning on it was just amazing.
It
made me want to go just get like order a full thing of fajitas and just go to town.
Seriously.
And we even told them on the way out, and they were like, "Yo, we're real proud of our fajitas here." I was like, "Great." Great. It's so wonderful to be able to hit some of these smaller towns and find out that, I don't know, that there's so often, I think, we get used to cookie cutter places that are all heating up the same stuff that they've gotten from the distributor. And so it's really wonderful when you find a place that's just like, you know, yeah, that would be cheaper for us, but that's not why we do this. Yeah. We do this to make great food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Is queso an Oklahoma City thing?
Or no. I don't think so.
No, I've been to Mexican restaurants all over the state, and almost all of them have queso.
Are you talking like the queso with the setup?
The free queso.
We were talking about it yesterday.
I do think it's an Oklahoma thing. I think it might be an Oklahoma thing.
I think it's definitely an Oklahoma thing, but because you don't see that outside of Oklahoma, but... I was talking to people upstairs who were from like Eastern Oklahoma and stuff, and they're saying they don't.
But I mean, we've been to Lori and I went to a place, and I feel so bad. I cannot remember what this place is called.
You know, I got queso in McAllister.
Yes, exactly. And it was.
They do this all the time, listeners.
And they're So I have been to some restaurants in Oklahoma that don't have it, but I feel like 75-85% of them do.
I feel like we kind of answered my question there.
Yes.
I feel like it's just I've come to feel sort of entitled to free queso.
Yeah. My husband's family lives in Kansas, and we go up there and visit him all the time, and we always have to buy queso. I'm like, buy queso? What is this nonsense?
Well, I remember when Iguana Mexican Grill opened up here in Oklahoma City, and there were a lot of people that were kind of upset because they were charging for queso, and then they also they had like three different. They had their regular like table salsa that everybody got, and then you could also buy other fancier salsas.
They had a fruit based
coral snake,
coral
I believe,
snake,
yeah.
which is one of the best things I've ever tasted in my life.
I think it is. I like having the free queso on the table. I think it's wonderful. In some cases, I will say that when I have paid for queso, the level of that is enough that I'd never feel bad about having paid
this
for it.
This is what I was going to say. If I'm going to pay, it's okay if I'm going to pay for it. It's fine. I'll pay for it. But it better be really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm content with chips and salsa for sure. But
then
that
you can't
queso.
Mix the queso
oh,
with
I know.
The salsa.
The it's just it just feels like a great little gift when I get a bowl of queso.
am I the only one who, like, growing up, I would make myself basically, it would be queso, salsa, and escabeche burritos at the table when, like, they bring
with
out
the
fresh
flour?
Tortillas,
oh,
flour
yeah,
tortillas.
No, I do that all the
okay.
time.
Okay.
No, I do.
Oh, no, I do that.
Yeah, I do, like, a pat of butter and, a dollop of cheese. And
this is my pre-meal.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
My warm-up.
We were talking about this on the trip, and I think we even asked on social media, are there any places that you really love the setup? Because that setup at Munoz.
Yeah. Well, Munoz was
Munoz
very good.
The other day in Anadarko had a great setup. Their salsa was
Abel's
legit.
Has a really good
one. Abel's in War Acres out in Western Oklahoma City.
I love the salsa at 1492.
It's very
really
smoky.
Good.
That's a place that doesn't do queso, but I don't. I mean, you know, free queso, but I don't even care because I love the chips
called,
and salsa
like
so much.
White queso. At 1492. Oh, yeah.
Queso Blanco.
Queso Blanco.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called on the menu, though?
Yes.
It is.
And
okay,
then they also,
great.
You can do a mix-in with, I think, either al pastor meat or
chorizo.
Chorizo, thank
yeah,
you.
That's Ooh. The one I always get is the chorizo. Yeah.
And 1492 does frozen mojitos.
They do.
Really,
they're
really, really good.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you, so one of the things that I love at 1492, and I love this at all Mexican restaurants, as much as I enjoy that giant, like, basket of nachos where it's just, like, we piled all the stuff in the middle and you make the nachos yourself, what I really like, the nachos I grew up loving, growing up here in Edmond, even, it's now gone, but it was called Pepe's. They had these gigantic, very thick tortilla chips, and then they would put on a smear of beans and some either like fajita chicken or fajita beef, and then they would put cheese on top of that, and they would run it in the oven under the broiler until the cheese melts and crisps up a little. Those individual like loaded nachos, mm-hmm. even when it's like it's so frustrating sometimes when you're like, I can't believe I'm going to pay this much for literally 12 nachos, and then you get them and you're like, oh yeah, I would pay so much more for these 12 nachos. They're so it's so nice to have like where every single bite has everything you want on it. Mm-hmm. And 1492 does some really, really great ones. I think yep. I got the fajita chicken ones there last mm-hmm. time and just it's yeah, I was on my own private vacation. Just like sitting there eating nachos, not caring that the world's burning.
So do you guys have like a go-to meal when you go to a Mexican restaurant by which you judge?
It depends on how I'm feeling because some days I'll want nachos because yeah. I'm looking for something crispy. Some mm-hmm. days I'm like, eh, let's just do some enchiladas because I'm feeling, you know, real Caucasian.
I would say it depends on the place for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, uh-huh. So yeah. like one of my very favorite Mexican restaurants in the world is Tarahumara's in Norman. Mm-hmm. They're great. I love everything about that place. They have avocado enchiladas, which most Mexican menus don't have.
Yeah.
So avocado enchiladas at Tarahumara mm-hmm. are my yeah. absolute go-to. But for most places, for me, it would be like some kind of enchiladas, like cheese enchiladas yeah. usually.
If you get a combo.
That's yeah. what yeah. I'm always yeah. like a – I get it like some taco – like a taco and an enchilada mm-hmm. generally.
Yeah.
For me, it's the
– a few enchiladas.
The base meal at any place that I go, like if you can't do cheese enchiladas covered in chili con carne mm-hmm. well – then I will not be back to your sure. establishment. Thank you. Yeah. Good day, sir.
Well, I love the chicken enchiladas with the sour cream sauce. Mm-hmm.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. and it's very telling, too, when those come out. Like, every once in a while, I'll be someplace and the sauce will be broken, and I'll be like, oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, check that one off the list and head on down the road. One thing that I've become obsessed with is Mexican breakfast. And we are lucky.
Oh, yes.
There's so many really great taquerias in town where you can get breakfast burritos with, like, asada in them.
Mm-hmm. Or breakfast tacos.
Breakfast mm-hmm. tacos. But I'm also just completely addicted in Norman. Juan del Fuego's. Mm-hmm. Juan del Fuego's Mexican breakfast is so – they have, like, tamales and eggs with, ooh. Like – over easy fried eggs, and then they'll do Christmas like green chili and red chili sauce on top. Oh man, alive! I'm telling you, I cannot get enough of that. I will go to town on a plate of tamales yeah. and eggs.
Well, and huevos rancheros are delicious any time yes. of day. Huevos you rancheros. Don't need to. It doesn't yeah. need to be breakfast time to
that's,
enjoy.
Same thing with chilaquiles.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Chilaquiles, oh, yeah. another wonderful one. Down in Stockyard City, if for whatever reason Cattleman's is too busy for breakfast, Catty Corner from them is a little taqueria.
Los Camales,
thank you. I was about to forget it. And they have machaca, which is it's a dried beef that has been cooked and like rehydrated in red wine. And they'll mix that with eggs, and that is an amazing breakfast taco
that
right there.
Amazing.
It's wow. so good. Yeah.
Wow.
That is for me one of the real great joys about the selection of Mexican restaurants yeah. across the state is I feel like every time I go in one, yeah, everybody knows we should have tacos, we should have enchiladas, mm-hmm. all that stuff. But, you know, I stopped at a place this morning for a breakfast burrito and I was like, ooh, and I'm going to grab a cabeza taco because beef cheek meat is like my all-time favorite. And it's something that a decade ago I probably would not have really known about or I would have been freaked out. Cheek meat, that sounds weird. No, man, it's so tender because there's so much collagen because it's moving all the time. So in order to cook it, you have to really slow braise it to get all that to break down. Huh. But all the collagen and all the fat just makes that the most tender meat around, yeah.
I just realized that I met you over a plate of tacos.
Yeah.
You and I first met at Big Truck Tacos.
Big Truck Tacos, you, me, and our buddy David, yeah.
Yeah, Okay, I'd forgotten Wavy about Davey. That until just this minute. Hey, David.
trying to think of some other.
But yeah, you were talking about Taqueria Refritas.
That is.
We've had so many breakfast meetings at Taqueria Refritas.
The chorizo burrito or just the chorizo taco. I don't care.
Northwest 12th.
I'm all about that. Another place that I went to recently that was really, really good was a restaurant called And Tacos at Mother Road Market in Tulsa.
Oh.
And wow, those were, you know, they're like the little street style tacos. I'm sure you can get all sorts of other things, but I just wanted a healthy snack. So I got a couple of tacos and some Big Dipper ice cream, of course.
Super healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, that makes me think of Fried Taco. In the Collective fried here in Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah, the fried taco. Where
so the whole taco isn't fried, which is what I was expecting, but just the shell.
I mean, no, it's...
is the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
How
mean...
How do they do that?
I don't
So they have their fresh-made tortillas that are a little airy so that they will puff up a little bit as they do it. But then they line it with the meat and they kind of close it up as tight as they can. It's almost like an elongated flauta so that when it's going down in there, really what gets fried is the ends of the meat.
Okay.
And then the shell. And then when they pull it back up, then they open it up a little bit and they put all the other stuff inside.
It's really hard. Philip grew up eating fried flour tacos. And it's really hard in Oklahoma to actually find this anywhere.
Yeah.
So we were so excited whenever I saw that this was like their specialty so that he can get his fried tacos.
And those tacos are completely legit. Like they are delicious. You should try them.
I'll tell you.
And there's a vegetarian option.
Yes,
you can get
a
jackfruit
taco. On Tuesday, they're only $3.
Hey, veggies.
The other great thing, I love their salsas. And they do some really different hot. They do a blueberry hot sauce.
That is amazing.
And that pineapple one too. Mm-hmm. I mean, really great. There's so much creativity with this. And that's why, again, I don't have any problem with the idea of something being authentic. That's fine.
No, like, authenticity is great. It's
learn
just not
learn where something came from. But but that cannot be your line in the sand. Everything must be authentic. Because I remember...
I mean, I've had some authentic stuff that was legit terrible.
Yes.
I mean, authenticity is a very good thing, but it's not good by itself.
It's not the only thing.
Yeah.
Well, David Chang has a series on Netflix called Ugly Delicious. And in one of the episodes, they're just talking about tacos. And they were talking about fast food tacos as well. Mm-hmm. And they went to this little restaurant that is... that was the inspiration for Taco Bell. Glenn Bell went there, and he was eating this food and trying to figure out, how do I transform this into something fast food? How can this be like the next McDonald's? And they were talking to the owner, the current owner, who's the son, I think, of the original lady who owned it. And they said, you know, do you feel good, bad about being the inspiration for Taco Bell? And he said, he goes, I don't care. I guess, you know, it's we do what we do here. And when people are like, oh, well, it's not authentic, he says, well, no, it's not authentic, but it's not for a lack of trying. You know, now where his mother came from, they fried their taco shells. That was, I mean, and Mexico is a big, big country. Mm-hmm. And if you think that nobody is doing anything you've had before anywhere in Mexico, you're wrong. It's somewhere it's happening. But then he said, you know, we couldn't afford the whole pieces of meat, so we went with ground beef, and so that's what we were cooking, but with our spices. You know, we had certain things that you just can't, vegetables that you can't get here that you could get in her hometown, and so you modify things. So, you know, authenticity really, in many cases, comes down to being in the place. And what is authentic in Oklahoma may not be authentic in Texas and may not be authentic in Kansas or wherever else. So it's great to learn where the food came from, and it's great to appreciate the origins of it. But also, we can't be so rigid as to throw out all food. It's like they use flour tortillas, the horror. And I'm like, yeah, they taste great. What's your your deal?
What's your beef with flour tortillas? Yeah.
I don't know. That's and the same thing with using
no love for what's your beef?
What?
All right. My jokes just go right on by. It's okay.
Well, yes.
Really quick, though, like, because I do think that there's, because this kind of dovetails on that, too, is like, there's a chain of Mexican restaurants that I do not care for. I won't name it. That a lot of people defend to me because they, and what it ultimately comes down to is like, well, I grew up eating there, so mm-hmm. I love it. Like, it's nostalgia. So do you guys have a nostalgia Mexican place? Like, you're like, I know it's not the best, but I absolutely love it.
It's not here.
Where is it? What is it's it?
In Washington State. Okay. It's called Azteca.
Okay.
And yeah. Well, but I mean, way. It actually is good, so it's not hard to, I don't okay. really have to defend it.
Yeah.
Here, you know, I do like, what was that little place we went to on the south side that's a chain? Chilino's?
Yeah.
Chilino's. Yeah, okay. I love Chilino's.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. It's a very good local chain.
I miss North May Chilino's. I mean, it's still a Mexican restaurant. It's not Chilino's anymore.
I couldn't remember if it was Chilino's or the other one that everyone talks about. What's
Ted's?
That? Ted's.
Yeah,
Ted's
no,
and
Chilino's that we went to. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, another good taco, San Pedro.
Yes. There are many of them.
Yeah.
We've only been to the one on the south side. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I think mine is Casa Soto in Weatherford, which, again, is actually, like, legit good.
Mm-hmm. But and it's so hard. Like, you know, I'm the same way. I grew up with Pepe's because Pepe's was here, and that was, like, that was Friday night for my family, and, mm-hmm. and my parents and their friends would go there, and it was always great. My parents knew having two very hungry, very large, very angry boys that you could.
It's like, sounds like
it's like there will
scary.
Be chips and salsa. They will be fed immediately.
And then there won't be chips and salsa.
Yes. But now, since Pepe's is closed, my parents go to Alvarado's here in Edmond. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It has been probably since high school, I would bet that my parents have eaten at Alvarado's at least once a week for the last 20-plus years.
Wow.
Even when they moved locations. And we still, that is like our family dinner spot. That's where my brother wanted to go for his birthday.
Did you ever eat at Casino Domino when it was at the corner of 33rd and, yep. and Broadway? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I remember that. I don't even know if there's any of those still open. But
I think there's one or two, okay. But yeah.
That's one of
Zarate's would be my family sort of nostalgia because you know when I first moved here, I lived in Edmond, and when Zarate's opened, I was just like, man, this place is good.
Well, and I don't even think of Zarate's. Zarate's has Mexican food on
well,
the menu,
yeah,
but they're
it's
really
more
like
of
a pan
central,
South American,
yeah.
Central American uh-huh, yeah. sort of thing. Like okay, if you want, sure. Someone was asking me about Cuban food the other day, and I was like, oh, Zarate's. That's yeah. the mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned
Venezuelan tamales.
You mentioned chilaquiles the other day. Beef. And the best chilaquiles I've ever had is at a Guatemalan place.
Antigua?
Cafe Antigua at 18th and Klassen.
Yeah. Oh, Cafe Antigua is good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really it's good. Guatemalan. It's not Mexican, uh-huh. but it's delicious. Mm-hmm. But they do have good Mexican breakfast things, and you mm-hmm. can get them pretty much all day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to give a shout-out to some of our readers here. They had some more ideas. So, and please, after listening to this, email us at oktpod@travelok.com and let us know your favorite Mexican restaurants.
Yeah,
we're always looking, and maybe they can be in a future story. Maybe they can be in Food Worth a Drive, or maybe it'll just become a favorite place for us. So here are some of the favorites that you guys sent us. Calveras at the corner of Admiral and Lewis in Tulsa. Let's see.
I've been there. That place is good.
Okay.
Yes, they have a great setup.
Octavio's Taqueria in Enid. And here in Edmond, Taqueria Carnitas Michoacan, which is has been around for a little while now.
Very cool.
One of our freelancers, Ben Lucian, chimed in. The real ones eat at Taqueria Cardenas, which is from San Luis Potosino. Taqueria.
Where is that?
That's on Southwest 29th, I believe, yeah. They have a sister restaurant owned by the same guy that does, it's a Super Tortas El Chavo, which I wrote about for my own site. Abel's, We love Abel's.
It's 50th
and MacArthur. Yeah. Beraria so Diaz.
Do you know, when I had my wisdom teeth out about a year ago, when I had my wisdom teeth out about a year ago, it was like, what's your last meal? Where do you want to go while you can still chew food? Abel's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Abel's.
What's the choice?
Crudolandia. Really great on the like, there's some really
crazy
great
drinks.
Yes. And some really wonderful Mexican seafood. Like, I feel like that gets left out a lot.
Seafood dishes do. They get always left out.
There's actually a new Mexican seafood place that opened not too far from my house on MacArthur and about 36. It's called Lagos.
Okay.
I haven't gotten a chance to go there yet, but it's been really busy.
That's another one of those things, like Italian food, the seafood aspect never gets talked about.
Exactly,
it's such an integral part. My brother went to college in San Antonio, and they have great mariscos and all kinds of seafood down there.
Mr. Mambo's in Broken Arrow. Let's see. The Lazy Donkey.
That sounds interesting.
Where is the Lazy Donkey?
There are two locations and more, and apparently there's one new one off of Reno by the Myriad opening next week. So I say maybe field trip.
Interesting.
Barrios here in Oklahoma City, which is kind of more high-end.
That's the Good Egg Dining.
Good Egg Dining
Mexican
group.
Restaurant.
And they have another one in the Plaza District called Mexican Radio that I was really impressed with. And they have some great breakfast tacos as well.
Awesome.
Let's see. Señor Lopez in Guthrie. Fiesta Mambo in the Rose District in Broken Arrow. Los Vaqueros in Midwest City.
Awesome.
Dos Banditos in Tulsa and Bixby. Cocina Marine at the corner of Northwest 10th and Tulsa. Oh, Gorditas in Southwest Oklahoma City. I love, you know, that's another thing that I really love when you visit taquerias and Mexican restaurants is you find out that the terms that have been co-opted by fast food restaurants means something completely different. Mm-hmm. So a gordita is very similar in a way to like a pita, in that like it is a sort of puffy shell that they snip the top off of and stuff the ingredients inside.
I think a gordita would translate as little fat girl.
That's what I was just thinking. No, I was just thinking that. Yeah. I was like, what?
Because gordo is fat.
I was kind of unpacking that word for a second
so
in my
head.
Go
eat a little fat girl.
Go eat a little fat girl.
Don't.
Arizona's near 61st and Lewis in Tulsa got a vote as well. Pepe Delgado's in Norman. I think it's safe to say this is a topic we will revisit time and again. So, again, please, if you have recommendations for us, send them to oktpod@travelok.com and let us know.
We want to know. And tell us what to order at each place, too.
Yes,
prepared.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another week. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. What are you waiting for?
And the magazine.
And the magazine. Yes, you can visit oklahomatoday.com/subscribe and get yourself the magazine. Or if you like Mexican food, you can read about some more places in the Food Worth a Drive. Polo Mexican Grill is in Ada.
Great.
Pick up the food issue. Questions or comments, send those to oktpod@travelok.com. And more than anything, please get out there and enjoy the state. Go eat some Mexican food and see this wonderful state we all live in.
Thanks, y'all. Talk to you next time.
Adios.